Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. When I got into the house and I called you out, I could tell she had been crying. It's that same song.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Eclectic City. I am your host, Gabriel Zocchi, bringing you another 2 hours of the best music you've probably never heard. I wanted to start off this show with a little bit about how I usually approach the process of choosing the music for the show in terms of the editing. Unlike most of the shows, this one is full of a lot of new music, but the process is the same. I scoop up a bunch of stuff in the process of researching things. I put it into a huge playlist, and then I start to review it. And like Cream, just the best stuff rises to the top. As the playlist develops, the identity of the show becomes a little more clear, and then the editing process starts. The editing usually involves me bringing in some supplementary material to either reinforce or to offset the flavor of the show as it's developing. And discerning the identity of the show becomes a little bit like reading tea leaves, in that it's kind of a shamanistic process in nature. I'm trying to gain an impression of the show based on the kind of random elements that I've collected, and it usually starts to surface after a while. And my impression of this show is it's a little more introspective than usual, though I tend to see this as a trend. For some reason, I started thinking about interviews I'd read with Joni Mitchell where she was called kind of a confessional type of folk singer, which I think she kind of balked at because she never pictured herself as being that confessional. And I think in fairness, the content of her music never changed. The only thing that changed was the listenership. A lot of people in the 70s became a lot more materialistic, and I think by comparison, her music seemed a lot more confessional and perhaps critical, which I can't help but connect to some criticisms I've heard of The Simpsons. Even though that might seem unrelated, I hear a lot of people say, well, the Simpsons aren't funny anymore, which I think is a load of crap, because all they do is poke a finger at the endless joke, which is popular culture. If you don't get The Simpsons, it's because you're not paying attention. It's just as funny a show as it always was. I remember being a kid, and I was a TV movie junkie, and I used to think that in a perfect world, we'd have immediate access to all the TV shows and music and movies. Now that we have all that stuff at our fingertips, I can't help but think how sad it is that people spend so much of their time reliving old memories. Not even theirs, TV memories. And it's not just the United States, it's all over the world. You've got internet, you've got Netflix, you've got everything. And this isn't just the United States, it's all over the world. The global village seems like it's stuck in some sort of a large digital tape loop, reviewing its own actions and motivations. Which can't totally be bad, right? I mean, I can't help but wonder if we're being so introspective. Why now? I mean, why not now? Is this mankind's last big flashback? Is it an effort to right past wrongs and set things back on track? Or am I just imagining this? Is it just me?
On Twitter, J.S. Beals tweets, "Can you ask my girlfriend to marry me? Her name is Angela A. Hutt-Chamberlain." J.S. Beals, thank you for your tweet, and I'd be honored to honorably honor your honorable request. Miss Angela A. Hutt-Chamberlain, it seems like yesterday that you met J.S. Beals, but your love has blossomed from a seed into a fully grown love plant. And now it's time to fertilize that plant. Angela A. Hutt-Chamberlain, will you make J.S. Beals the happiest man in the world and marry him in real life? We'll be eagerly awaiting your reply. Eagerly.
Orchestration in this world, a lot of it, because the creation is rolling, right? It is rolling along. And,
if you're here, well, we started off set one with what was essentially a new set, beginning with Fran Healy's Sing Me to Sleep featuring Nico Case. That was from September of 2010. And then after that, we had Bell and Sebastian with a live version of I Want the World to Stop from 2010 from their CD called Right About Love. After that, we had Manchester Orchestra with I've Got Friends from the 2009 CD called I've Got Friends. Then finally, we had Bright Eyes with a brand new song called A Machine Spiritual from their new CD called The People's Key.
Talk a little bit about the history of the group. I understand, Nigel, you and David originally started the band back in, when was it, 1964?
Well, before that, we were in different groups. I was in a group called The Creatures, which was a skiffle group.
I was in Lovely Lads. And then we looked at each other and said, well, we might as well join up, you know. And
So we became the Originals.
Right.
And we had to change our name, actually.
Well, there's another group in the East End called the Originals. And we had to rename ourselves.
New Originals.
New Originals. Yeah. And then
they became the Regulars. They changed their name back to the Regulars, and we thought, well, we could go back to the Originals, but what's the point?
And we became the Tamesmen. The
first drummer was
the Beeper. John Stumpy Peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Great, tall, blonde geek with glasses.
Yeah. Good drummer.
Great look, good drummer,
good,
yeah.
Good
yeah,
drummer.
Fine.
What happened to him?
He died. He died in a bizarre gardening accident some years back.
It's really one of those things. It was, you know, the authorities said, you know, best leave it unsolved, really.
You know what I want. You know what I need. Oh, maybe you don't. Do I have to come right flat out and tell you everything? Give me some money.
nieuws, maar misschien komt het dan. Het is geen fijn verhaal, maar het moet wel gezegd. Als dit zo doorgaat, moet er niks van de red. Weten wel beter, maar we houden ons dom. Sluit de room, draai ons om. Er moet iets gebeuren.
So I don't want no more. Bound by the surprise of our glory. fight it, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face, that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over yet. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the hurts instead. Yeah.
Starting off set two, we had one of the only songs that was credited to all four Beatles. That was the 12-bar original, recorded in 1965, but not released until Anthology 2's 1995 release. After that, we had Solomon Burke with The Dyke from their Hold On Tight CD, which was recently released. The song was called Enough Is Enough, and that's the CD that he was working on in Holland before he passed away. After that, to commemorate the reissue of Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass, that was the Jayhawks with their live version of their song Waiting for the Sun, recorded in Germany in 1995. And then finally, we had a new release from Adele with a song called Someone Like You. It was recorded live in the studios at KCRW in Los Angeles.
Hello, music lover. Thomas Pancake here to tell you that you're the proud new owner of the hottest music on the market today. So get ready for a massive concussion of rock and roll with the Dandy Warhols.
Yeah. By the end of the Great War, the Dandy Warhols had progressed far beyond the traditional jug band sound. Zia had all but hung up the washtub bass in favor of her new invention, which she called the synthesizer. The banjo was still there, but now it was electrified through a flat microphone which Pete had wound tightly with copper wire and called his pickup, and in turn made it louder by what Fathead jokingly called Pete's amp. Well, the name stuck, and by the time such luminaries as Gene Vincent, Elvis Presley, and B.B. King had heard this new Warhol sound, they were calling it rock and roll. Dandy frontman Courtney Taylor Taylor would be quoted as saying, "I know it's only rock and roll, but I think I like it." I'm Bill Curtis, and you're listening to A Piece of History.
In the documentary, we see that the Dandy Warhols are almost bigger in Europe than they're here in the States. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can't, in America, the radio format is really, structured so that you kind of have to have this sound, or this sound. And if you don't fit into those, you don't really get on the radio. And we're not a band who was ever interested in doing something we didn't want to do in order to get on the radio. We just don't really care, and we've done by luck and by the good fortune of just doing really real work that we've been supported by the world.
We'll be right back.
When you sign with a major label, they always tell you things like, we're into careers, not hits. Yet if you don't produce a hit, they don't really give a f*** about your career, you know?
You got 90% of the American public out there with little or no net worth. I create nothing. I own. We make the rules, pal. The news, war, peace, spam and upheaval, the price of paper clips. We pick that rabbit out of the hat while everybody's just out there wondering how the hell we did it. Now, you're not naive enough to think we're living in a democracy, are you, buddy? It's the free market. Free market. I create nothing. I own.
It was my pleasure to present this set. The Dandies are my favorite band, and after this brief introductory set, maybe you folk can understand a little bit more about why I continue to sprinkle the shows with their music. I started off with the TV theme song from the Dandies' Rule OK CD from 1995, and followed that with Not If You Were the Last Junkie from 1998. The CD was called Dandy Warhol's Come Down. From the same CD, we had Every Day Should Be a Holiday, followed by The Last High, that was from 2003, from the Welcome to the Monkey House CD. And then lastly, from the 2000 CD called 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia, we had Godless. I always wondered who I would set up when I was going to present that song, and Gordon Gekko just seemed to be the ideal choice. You know, he hit all the right words. Coming up, we've got Johnny Cash, Mississippi All-Stars, Nerd, Fat Freddy's Drop, and a few surprises. We'll be right back with part two.
All right, let's do the little...
Rolling.
Yeah, this one. Okay, Phil, you put on the ball pit. We'll go to the other side.
How much,
like
time, how much time have we got?
Much time we got?
Why don't you say that? Okay, well, that's that. Yeah. How much time? Oh, look at this.
Okay, hey, Cyrus.
We're on now. Hey,
Cyrus,
do we have... Yeah, okay,
I'm going
over
to
the other side of the record.
Yeah. I'm going to come in from the...
Well, how much? How long does it take to get over the other side?
Okay, wait a minute.
Just a minute or something. We haven't... Come on. Have you got your ball, babe? Right. Come on. Look, let's just do it.
Has anybody got my script?
I'm sorry, Cyrus. Here we go.
Scene 3. Take 600.
Well, I taught that weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I shed for my baby are gonna flood you, big river, and I don't care if I sit here and die. Well, I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up when I found she had a drawl, southern drawl. But then I heard that my dream was downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, 'cause you called. Oh, let's hear it, guitar. Gone, boy, she's gone. Well, I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now I rolled in the Natchez the next day down the river, but there wasn't much there to make around to stay very long. She got moving in her blood and got it all from you. Big river, why'd you make that gal that way? My baby, take her on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Let her go, I've had enough. Now my blues down in her gut. It's you she loves, big river, it ain't me. Well, I taught that weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I shed for my baby are gonna flood you, big river. And I don't care if I sit here till I die.
Folks, looking through the mail, here's sort of a new song of mine that I wrote here not long ago and recorded that we got a lot of requests for. I'd like to do it for you. It's one of my favorites. I'm so lonesome, I could cry.
Did you ever see a robin weave when leaves begin?
smoking on a cigarette, talking about the deficit, putting all them wild boys down. I like a drunken Mona Lisa or the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You hanging off the edge of town. I overheard Afghanistan is safer than a minivan. Left me wondering what I should do. You're like a four-leaf clover. I just had to come on over. I've never seen another like you. Just afraid of being alone. You was openly frustrated. You said Dylan's overrated. Was singing Tangled Up in Blue. I don't know what I was thinking. I can feel my heart is sinking. I have never seen a fella like you.
Ain't that the way we do? It's true. We fall for the fun. Wrong with that?
Nothing if you tell a man.
Oh, I see. Well, I bet you slept with half the South.
Don't you ever shut your mouth.
How much did you pay for that tan? Oh, shouldn't you be purging?
Well, you're probably still a virgin.
I can't believe you're not on the View.
Let's have another round.
It's looking like we're trouble bound.
I have never seen another like.
Ain't that the way we do? It's true, you take the breath from me. Seems like you are bound to be the death of me. Oh well, a couple hours later, we were in the elevator. I'm making out like Bonnie and Clyde. Growing up
and going down.
Lord, it's been a hell of a ride. I'm having trouble breathing.
Well, I probably should be leaving.
You know I'm up in room 402.
Well, I gotta hand it to you. There's a chance I'm gonna screw you.
Oh, I've never seen another like you. I don't know if it's forever, but I'm glad that we're together. I have never seen another like you.
Open wide, you wounded heart. Feel yourself.
the snow start to grow, start to grow. All the seeds beneath the snow say hello, say hello. All the seeds alive below, deep in the heart of what we know. All the seeds alive below,
this is about as close as I'll ever get to playing straight country and western. I mean, I love folk, I love bluegrass, but I don't think I'll ever play Cry in Your Beer country and western music unless I find that elusive one that you play backwards with the backwards masking where, you know, you get your girlfriend back, you get your car back, you get your job and your dog back. I ain't gonna play it. We started off with a new release from the new Bootleg 2 CD called Memphis to Hollywood. That was Johnny Cash with Big River. Following that, we had a cover of I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Volbeat. That was from 2008. That's a Danish band. And the CD it came from was called Guitar Gangsters and Cadillac Blood. Following that, we had the Mississippi All-Stars with New Orleans Walking Dead from 2011 brand new CD called Keys to the Kingdom. After that, we had Hayes Carl with Bonnie Whitmore at last year's American Music Festival singing Another Like You. And then finally, we had the Wailing Jennies from their brand new CD called Bright Morning Stars. They were presenting a song called All the Stars.
Hey, baby! That's funky! Whoa, baby! Whoa, baby! I got you, baby! I got you, baby. Now I got you, baby.
Ah.
volume, pump up the volume, dance, dance. We'll be right back.
We started off set five with a band called City Lights, and the song was called I Can See It In Your Face. That was from 2010, and the CD was called Making Up a Changing Mind. Following that, we had a single from 1998 by a band called Mars. The song was called Pump Up the Volume, a song that coincidentally I received on a CD from someone, another mysterious fan of the show called Graphite Ankle Biter. I don't know who this person is, which is a little bit scary because we seem to have similar tastes in music. After that, we had a mashup between Nerd and Daft Punk with She Likes to Travel. That was from 2008. And then finally, we had Pama International meets Mad Professor with What You Dub. That was from 2010 from the Rewired in Dub. We'll be right back with the Grab Bag.
For the next one is Boondigger. Is that what we're going to do next? Yeah. So you already said that this is about the forces, not of evil exactly, but of obstruction.
Oh, sorry, yes, I misled you there. I mean, that is who Dr. Boondigger is in our own sort of mythology. But in this case, I mean, this is actually how the name Boondigger came about, was by finding a name for the drum pattern for this song. You'll notice that it goes Boondigger, 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 Boondigger. and that's how the song got its name.
Excellent. Well, I think that's how everything should be named.
summertime blues. Jump up and down in the blue suede shoes. Hey, dear, you rock and roll, rock on. And where do we go from here? Which is a way that's clear. Still looking for that blue jean, baby queen, prettiest girl I ever seen. See her shake on the movie screen, Jimmy Dean. Rock on.
Ever
Well, as I've said before, the grab bag is becoming my favorite set of the show. In case you haven't noticed, I'm always trying some new things and experimenting a little bit. We started off with Boondigga, a live version of Boondigga from Fat Freddy's Drop that was live on the BBC in 2009. After that, we had from 1973 from David Essex's debut album, Rock On. Then I followed with a cover version of Arcade Fire's No Cars Go from Maxine Cyrene. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. From their 2010 album called Novo Piano. Then we had Los Convertibles with Y Yo También from 2010. That's an unsigned local group. That's a Puerto Rican group, which I expect great things from based on that song. It's a fantastic song. And then lastly, we had Jessica Lee Mayfield with Kiss Me Again from her 2008 CD called With Blasphemy So Heartfelt. Well, that about wraps it up for this week's Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, signing off with the usual weekly quote. This one comes from Juno Diaz from The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde. But if these years have taught me anything, it is this. You can never run away, not ever. The only way out is in. We'll see you again next week. Have a great week. Ciao. Hey, hey.